This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The Catholic Archbishop of Washington, D.C. remains under fire in the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. A man stood and shouted, "Shame on you," at Cardinal Donald Wuerl during Mass at a Washington church yesterday as Wuerl was asking for prayers and loyalty for Pope Francis. Recent critics of Wuerl say he had a mixed record of dealing with abusive priests when he was the Bishop of Pittsburgh and knew about alleged sexual misconduct by his predecessor as Washington Archbishop. A tropical storm watch is out for parts of the Gulf Coast as a storm is brewing in the Caribbean. The tropical system could be officially a tropical storm by the end of the day. If so, it will be named Gordon. A tropical storm watch extends from western Florida through Alabama, Mississippi, and the eastern part of Louisiana. Remember, you can find us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Texas Bishop Edward Burns wants an audience with the Pope over the sex abuse scandal and the Catholic Church. The bishop sent a letter to Pope Francis asking for the meeting. It was signed by 2 bishops and several priests in Texas. Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke earlier this summer of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing 3 teenage boys who are now adults. Google is making it easier for military service members to find civilian jobs. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Google spokesman says finding work after the military can often be challenging and complex. But now all you have to do is search jobs for veterans with the Occupational Specialty Code. The improvements went live last week, linking similar skills from military roles to skills in the civilian workforce. And Google Maps has a new feature, which shows a user if a business is owned by a veteran. The tech giant's also giving the USO a 2.5 $1.5 million grant to create a certificate program to train transitioning service members in how to code. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
What do you mean, are we ready? Hey, look, we've got a country to fix here, ladies and gentlemen. Of course we're ready. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got our favorite historian, yes, the one and only Bruce Kaufman with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Happy Labor Day, Bruce. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Bill, and happy Labor Day to you and all of your listeners.
Hey, speaking of which, I thought let's go into a little Labor Day, history and, how it all began and all that good stuff and what we're celebrating today on Labor Day.
All righty. Well, we have to go back to basically the turn of the 20th century, the late 1800s, early 1900s, when the Industrial Revolution took place around the world. And by that I mean before the Industrial Revolution, most of the work we did was labor we did was done by humans. Mm. And it was mostly agricultural farming. After the Industrial Revolution began to take place, then machines were taking the place of labor. Mm. And we were able to do things like finish products. We were able to manufacture things that human beings could not do. Machines could do it. So we're entering a brand new age that has all kinds of possibilities. But here's the one problem. The people who own the labor, the people that own the plants, the assembly lines, the production facilities, they were getting very wealthy. The people who were working in the plants, the assembly lines, and so on, were not getting wealthy, and they were working in terrible conditions because there were no laws that protected them. There were no laws that said an 8-year-old boy could not work in a factory. There were no laws that said you couldn't work, you had to work 40 hours, that was it. There were many times people worked 6 in the morning to 11 in the evening. There were no workplace safety laws. Okay, so the environment in which many of these people were working were dangerous. The point being that we've got the rich, the plutocrats, the captains of industry making a lot of money, and most of the laborers are not, and they're working in terrible conditions. So what happened was unions began to spring up to protect these workers, to lobby Congress to pass laws that protected the workers. And then one of the union members, and there's some argument about which union member did this, decided what we ought to do is have a national working man's holiday to point out and appreciate the sacrifice that all of these laborers have gone through. Meanwhile, the unions are also lobbying Congress to pass all kinds of laws that make it safer, more productive, and so on for the workers. The point being that the states began to pass laws that created a Labor Day. Congress did not. Congress thought that was not something that was on our priority list. Mm-hmm. However, in 1894, there was a strike by the Pullman workers at the Pullman Car Company because they were being fired willy-nilly. Their wages were being cut, and nobody told them about this. They went on strike. The federal government sent in troops. This is in Chicago. Huge amount of violence. Lots of the strikers died. The American people are up in arms. And so quickly, Congress decided to pass a law that made Labor Day a federal holiday. And President Grover Cleveland signed it. And today, all right, because the unions were also getting Congress to pass all these laws that protected the workers and so on, today we celebrate Labor Day more as a kickback, relax holiday rather than one in which the pain and the sacrifice that our former laborers had to go through. It's no longer about that today because we are the labor in our country is so much better, so much more protected. We are now the only people that really have mixed emotions about Labor Day today are the kids who have to go back to school in the following week.
Exactly. It's kind of the official start to, the fall season of going back to school, right?
Right, right.
So your last big holiday. Yeah, in terms of the states, as you and I have always talked about so much about the significance of each experimental laboratory that exists within the states. It was the state of Oregon that made it first an official holiday back in 1887.
Yep, that's right. And yes, again, the states, again, Bill, we can go into this forever, but the Federalist principle that the Founding Fathers put into the Constitution said that the national government is responsible for national stuff, mm-hmm. foreign defense, foreign policy, regulating interstate commerce, coining a national currency, those kinds of things. The other stuff that affects our daily lives, the Founding Fathers wanted the states to be the laboratories, to experiment on all of those things, and, of course, create them depending on the unique characteristics of the people in each state. The people in California today are very different than the people in Texas, so it makes perfect sense that they would create these daily live kinds of things that reflect the liberal beliefs of Californians, while the Texans can reflect the conservative beliefs of Texans. Makes perfect mm-hmm. sense.
Well, and the thing is, the temptation is that when the states, because it can move slow, people get, especially now, we're in this microwave generation that we're in. You know, we stand in front of a microwave and scream, hurry up. You know, things don't happen fast enough. But with legislation, our founding fathers expected things to go in a timely manner, to go in a way that was, you took your time in affecting laws. But, you might argue that for the federal government to come in and, make this a federal entity as opposed to allowing the states to do their job, again, you get this federal creep that comes into play and reduces the significance of the individual states and what was intended by our founding fathers.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Okay, so the federal government is going to figure out what are the economic problems in Joliet, Illinois, and Davenport, Iowa? No.
Yes,
it's
right.
Going to be the local governments who are going to know how best to solve the problems, the local problems in the local states and cities across the country. The federal government's on the East Coast of a continental nation.
Yes,
there's
right.
no way the federal government can pass laws that will adapt to the unique different circumstances that occur state by state, locality by locality, city by city. That was the whole point of federalism.
And we give up our freedoms in that process when you look to the federal government to do something that should be handled at the local level. This is where we find ourselves today and why people are so frustrated. And, it's the same thing that happened when the founding of this nation. You had that dynamic of people thinking, well, the federal government was, king, and they had all the answers and all the levers. And then you had our founding fathers, like Madison, that felt, we need to rely at the local level. Let the local level do their things. The national interest things, will be handled by the federal government. And so now you've got the federal government when this big, humongous bureaucracy that has been instituted because the states, basically rolled over on this.
Yeah. Bill, you just put your finger on what might consider to be the biggest problem facing America today, mm-hmm. that the federal government is now trying to solve problems that the founding fathers assigned to the states because they knew the states, the local governments, the city governments would be able to solve local problems better than a bunch of bureaucrats sitting in their glass-enclosed buildings in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and that's why we're $21 trillion and counting in debt right now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because this is what you get when you do that sort of thing. And we're not even counting the other liabilities, you know, that nobody else wants to bring up that could range anywhere from $140 to $200 trillion. How do you like that, huh?
Yeah, how do you like that?
Oh, Lord. But, hey, it's Labor Day, and we can celebrate that and all the freedoms that do go with it. But this is what we're fighting for right now, ladies and gentlemen, is we're fighting for our liberties. And you've got a mindset in this country that basically wants us to be under the thumb of the federal government, because we're going to have Big Daddy come in and fix all the problems, because they've just done such a stellar job. I mean, we're just so much better off with the federal government stepping in. But, you know, hey, look, at today we got a lot more people working, and as Donald Trump said, hey, he's turning back this country back to we the people. But it's up to we the people to stand up and take it back, all right? 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Well,
you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Bruce Kaufman is Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. We're going to talk John McCain's legacy. Two things I would say, Bruce. I echoed, you know, as I was hearing, you know, when going through, you know, with the funeral and the memorial for John McCain, I kept hearing Ted Kennedy's voice when he made reference to Bobby Kennedy when Bobby was assassinated. He said he kind of admonished everybody not to make Bobby greater in his death than he was in his life. And that kind of resounded with the McCain legacy. The other part that made me sad, and I'll only say this, is that it got too politicized. You know, because of the hatred toward Trump, they wanted to use this deal. All of a sudden you had, you know, the mainstream media making, you know, McCain into this, you know, greater than, you know, kind of iconic figure. And was more to make it, you know, to use it for political juice as opposed to honoring somebody who served the country, in battle, you know, and in the military and also in the battle of, Washington DC and the Beltway.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think McCain probably would be a little bit uncomfortable about all that as well. In the column I wrote this week, Bill, I mean, I'm taking quite a bit of grief on it because I did mention Donald Trump and I did mention my belief that he erred in saying that, you know, Trump was, that McCain is not a war hero and that I like people who weren't captured and McCain was captured. Mm-hmm. That bothered me. But, yeah. But the column I wrote basically, and I agree, he was, I mean, he was a maverick. Okay. Yeah. And his service in Congress, I thought was, there are certain things he did I totally disagree with, but I focused on his years in the Hanoi Hilton, mm-hmm. all right, and the courage that this guy displayed. There's a book by a guy named Robert Timberg called The Nightingale Song, in which he goes into explicit details as to the kind of torture and beatings that Trump undertook the 5.5 years, the nearly 5.5 years he
was. You mean McCain.
McCain.
Right.
In the 5.5 years that he was at the Hanoi Hilton. And we are talking about, when he crashed, or he was captured after crashing, broke both arms and his leg. Mm-hmm. They bring him to the Hanoi Hilton. They re-break both arms, by the way. They beat him up all the time. They tortured him all the time. And, you know, he took it. He took it like a man. But here's the thing. His captors learned that his father, Admiral Jack McCain, was named the Commander-in-Chief of Military Forces in the Pacific, CINCTAC, mm-hmm. which, seeing a huge propaganda possibility, they told McCain, we will release you early. We will release you right now. And McCain refused because he had to, in his own mind, his principled being, he had to abide by the military code of conduct, which said first one captured, first one released. So you're not bumping me up against all those guys that have been here before me. And here's the thing that just blew me away, and this is in Robert Timberg's book. When his captors went to him and said, we're going to release you early if you agree to that, not only did he say no, he started screaming at them. He started yelling at them. He started throwing obscenities at them.
Right.
And all of the other inmates around him are hearing this. All right, and as one of them said, I'm just going to quote here, they would have let him go, talking about McCain and his captors.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a guy that's all crippled up, all busted up, and he doesn't know if he's going to live the next day. And he literally blew them out of there with his verbal assault. You can't imagine the example John set for the rest of the camp by his doing that.
Right.
So that was John McCain. And by the way, after he did that, he went back to, he was in his cell, he was waiting for them to come and beat him up, which that night they did, and Tinberg writes again, he was slammed from one guard to another, bounced from wall to wall, knocked down, kicked, dragged to his feet, knocked back down, punched again and again in the face. John McCain was beaten and tortured for most of the 5.5 years he was in the Hanoi Hilton. To me, that is war heroism.
Yes. Yeah. And like you, uncomfortable about both sides, you know, the political deal, you know, why Trump made the statement he did. And it's like one of those, you know, what do you know that we don't know? And why would you make that statement? You know, if you're going to make that statement, then And, you know, back it up with some facts that tell us what it is you're seeing, because what we're hearing about and what's documented is something, you know, totally different. You know, and by the same token, you know, as you and I discussed before, you know, some people had problems with, you know, the maverick of John McCain. And I think there's a little bit of maverick in all of us. And maybe that's why we kind of related to him in part. But, you know, but greatly disappointed when he was the deciding vote for Obamacare, something that he had promised his constituents. Yep. And then he kind of arrogantly, in his own maverick manner, runs up there and, you know, like a despot, you know, turns his thumb upside down and, you know, let it be done. You know, so it was like, oh gosh, you know, but you know, John McCain.
Yeah, it was John McCain. And again, once again, you know, there are things, and you and I have talked this, there are so many things that Donald Trump has done as president that I totally agree with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And there are certain things in McCain's service that in Congress that I totally disagreed with. Mm-hmm. My point in the column was basically John McCain's heroism, which should be acknowledged.
Right, exactly. Well, and the president did. I mean, you know, in a sense that, you know, when he was asked, of course, the media is just trying to pick a fight in anything that they could possibly do. But, you know, because we had the, you know, the flag was at half staff and then it went back to full staff, which was the tradition, and people got upset. And so, you know, he responded. The family wanted, you know, wanted him transported in a rare order. I think maybe only the sixth senator, maybe, that has been transported with an official, you know, airplane was the second plane that's used by the vice president and the first lady, that was made available, you know, to the McCain family to transport the senator's body to D.C. And, you know, the president was really clear, said that whatever the family wanted, you know, he was complying and, you know, more than complying. He's ordering, you know, hey, look at, we want to honor him. So, you know, but that stuff is underreported. But, you know, people want to continue, this contention and fight. And then, of course, you know, even with Meghan McCain's response, again, it just made it in, put it in a political, situation which was uncomfortable, and I feel for her. I mean, she's grieving for her father, obviously, you know, loved her dad, honors him and that, and you know, felt like, okay, we needed to do that, and that made me sad on many levels, you know, for her, that she was grieving so deeply, but that, you know, it's like, okay, all right, maybe you took a shot at the president and, you know, you wanted to say that America was always great. It never needed to be great again.
Right.
I think that in the previous 8 years, what America had experienced, obviously they thought we could be great again. And that's why they voted in Donald Trump.
Yes. No, there's no question about that, Bill. I agree. And again, you know, it's a shame that these things now are degenerating into political catfights.
Exactly.
That's a slight exaggeration, but you know, someone as you know, as important to this country as John McCain was, mm-hmm. just, you know, give him your eulogies, let it go.
Yes,
but
exactly.
As you pointed out, I'm not sure John McCain, as you pointed out, I'm not sure John McCain, as feisty a guy as he was, is resting in peace or would want to rest in peace.
Exactly. He's giving them hell, you know, just because that's what he does. That's what mavericks do. And all this, you know, I would recommend that you read Bruce's column on earning a degree in anti-Americanism, because this is all part of it. And, you know, just 15 years ago in a Gallup poll, 70% of those polls said they were proud to be Americans. Today, it is 47%. What's going on, Bruce? We only got about 30 seconds. This is really
basically
quick,
so. It's most of those people polled as college graduates because the college education they're getting is so un-American, and the courses they're taking, the lectures they're getting them from their professors. America is the worst country in the world. America's history is racism, is cowboy adventurism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's why that poll, which was mostly college graduates, that's what they're saying. We're no longer proud because that's what they're being taught in college.
Go to his website, historylessons.net, for more information. Thank you, Bruce.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now said to be a recovery operation on the Colorado River along the California-Arizona border after a Saturday boat collision. Right now, four people, a man and three women, remain missing. Several other people remain hospitalized, and Sheriff's Deputy Kyler Cox says that boat collision happened during a very busy weekend on that river.
Obviously, because it is Labor Day weekend, that is a holiday weekend. That's a big boating weekend here on Lake Havasu in the Colorado River.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Labor Day weekend's been marked by shootings. 10 people shot in an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 3 victims in extremely critical condition and no arrests have been made. In Birmingham, Alabama, police say at least 6 people were shot at a teenage party at a downtown Birmingham music club. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you remind me who I am. You hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. TheStream.org, Austin Ruse is with us, and we've got a question for him. But first of all, Austin, let's bring you on. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey, great to have you here. The question is, does the Catholic Church need Donald Trump's help?
Well, the Catholic Church right now needs a lot of help. The revelations over the last month or more have really shaken a lot of Catholics. And the memo that was released by Archbishop Vigano was a remarkable document. And it points out the fact that we're never going to get to the bottom of this until we see all the files related to Cardinal McCarrick, the files in the nunciature in Washington, D.C., the files in the Vatican in Rome. And so the question is, how are we going to get them? So I wrote a column saying that the U.S. should threaten to withdraw our diplomatic presence at the Vatican unless and until all those documents are coughed up.
And I think that's appropriate, Austin. I know, many Catholics, being one myself, are, you know, very concerned about this. But this is the problem when you go to lance a boil and you don't lance the whole thing, or you're dealing with cancer. You know, you open up the body and, okay, well, I'm just going to take care of this part. If you don't take care of the root cause and really are sincere about clearing things up, then you've got it coming back at you. And this is the case. I mean, you know, and right now it is Pope Francis that's feeling the heat. But as you write, this goes back to, St. John Paul II.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, it will be shown to touch on Benedict as well. The good news about the McCarrick situation is we have now been told that he did place an interdict on McCarrick, something that McCarrick quite obviously then proceeded to ignore. And we see this all the time. They clipped the wings of Cardinal Mahoney in Los Angeles because he was guilty of some of these same things. And he travels all over the place and does public things. Right. And I guess unless you throw them in the Vatican jail, they will go and do exactly what they want to do. So the good news is that Benedict tried to do something. The bad news is that McCarrick just ignored him. And the real question is, Vigano claims that he told a lot of people many times, and then it was ignored. So very clearly, there was a cover-up involving very high-ranking members of my church. And I want this, yes, as a Catholic, all to come out. I seriously doubt whether, the U.S. will pull diplomatic relations from the Vatican. But what I think will happen, and I picked this up on Twitter today, that some Justice Department people are looking into the possibility of RICO violations and things like that. So these guys have really put the Catholic Church in hot water, and it's all got to come out.
Without a doubt, as you say, this is a legal and a diplomatic crisis. And when you hear a legal crisis right off the bat and our children, being exposed to this and affected by the decisions, that go all the way to the Pope. The Justice Department has to step in, Austin.
I think so. The Catholic Church actually may lead the way, because we know that the public schools are exponentially worse than the Catholic Church when it comes to this. I just read the other day that the public schools in Chicago had to hire 20 people just to field all the complaints of sexual abuse. And there were, I think, 1,000 of them since the beginning of this year, 1,000. So, if the Catholic Church does the right thing, hopefully, the authorities will start going after other areas of society where this is also going on.
Well, the Catholic Church needs to follow its own principles, and that is to confess. I mean, it starts with confession, and an honest confession, to be contrite and be sincere, and also to realize that there is a forgiving God. As you say, potentially, Catholics, by their, by their example, by their history, can lead the way here. And yes, there's other problems here in River City, but the fact of the matter is that the Catholic Church is being exposed right now, and we know when God decides to judge, the first place he judges is the church. So how is the church going to respond?
Well, that's a great question. I think that there is a very highly developed, submerged, hidden cabal of homosexuals in the church, and they're not going to give up without a fight. I think this is going to be ugly, very ugly. But the next thing I want to see some priests step forward and make public testimony about the things that they saw in seminaries, and I want them to name names. Mm-hmm. We know that some of these seminaries are gay palaces. They have to be outed. They have to be shut down, and we need to salt the earth. So there's a whole lot more that has to happen, but it's going to take a lot more very brave people like Archbishop Vigano.
Are we at a point where we can, as the movie says, handle the truth, Austin? I mean, because what you're talking about here are things that people have known, heard, anecdotally, you know, have echoed in the hallways and that. And, you know, to everyone's shame, we have failed to investigate this. Has it gone on long enough to where we can really move forward with a true Catholic spirit of confession and contriteness to do something about this once and for all for the on behalf of not only American kids, but kids around the world who are part of the Catholic Church?
I honestly, to get back to the beginning of your question, can we handle the truth? I really think we can. I think what we can't handle is more lying and more cover-ups and more behavior like La Cosa Nostra. I think that's what we can't handle. I think we can survive this if we make a clean breast of it, and some people will be punished and we'll move forward.
Yeah, this has to happen. And Austin, I'm like you. I'm optimistic at this point that there is so much out there. And, you know, the report that came out, I think that, you know, what the Pope was subjected to in Ireland, I don't think that he can go away quietly and just hide somewhere. I think that this is pretty much out in the face of everybody that, you know, we have to address this issue, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that the Holy Father looked exceptionally bad on the plane when he said he wasn't going to answer any questions about it. I mean, talk about omerta, the code of silence. And he's expecting his friends in the media to assassinate the character of Archbishop Vigano, which they are proceeding to do. What they're trying to do is not to reveal the truth, but to attack the messenger. And I see this even among people that I know who are just going after Vigano, rather than saying, hey, what really happened here? Let's all ask for the release of the files. That's what we need, is release the files, let us see who knew and when they knew.
Well, Austin, Philip Lawler, who it writes often on this issue and has written several books, would say that this is a pattern, particularly of this papacy, that they seem to want to attack the messenger. And this is something that has been consistent. And hopefully in this particular instance, all Catholics around the world can be in prayer that the truth would come out and that we would be sincere in pursuing the face of God, confess, repent, and be healed once and for all. That's what's in the best interest of all concerned, I believe. The Stream's Austin Roos has been our guest. Austin, thank you so much for reporting on this. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, that's if you want to toil. I guess it's what you work for the weekend, you know. But I've learned through my years that, look, if you do what you enjoy doing, it's really not work. And that's what we would hope, you know, for all our kids. Hey, real quick, before we talk about Labor Day 2018, what it's all about, maybe what it's not, I liked, speaking of Bruce Kaufman, his quote of this week. He says, this is from U.S. Senator Everett Dirksen, you know, the one who said many years ago when we talked about numbers like billions, you know, he said a billion here, a billion there, before you know it, you're talking about real money. I mean, now, thanks to inflation and a government that continues to want to bloat itself to the point of explosion, you know, we talk about trillions, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there, you know, before you talk, you know, you're talking lots of money. And, of course, that's what we talk about today with America's economy being what it is. But Everett Dirksen had this to say. He says, I'm a man of fixed and unbending principles, the first of which is to be flexible at all times. So a little something you can share with a friend today, you know, about how unyielding we may be. But as a friend of mine said, if he that does not bend shall break. So sometimes you got to know how to bend, how to flow with him, when to hold him, you know, when to fold him, as old Kenny would sing. Labor Day. Here it is. You know, Labor Day 2018, as Bruce had shared with us, it's a public holiday in the USA, always celebrated on the first Monday of September. Americans use the day to mark the unofficial end of summer, welcome autumn with its chillier and darker days. Also marks the last day of summer holidays as kids, and the parents are yelling, yeah, hey, we get a break. They're going back to school. And then what do we got to look forward to, you know, with school and what's going on with our educational system? The fact of the matter is Labor Day honors the American labor movement and the contribution workers across the country have made to the well-being of this great country of ours. And, of course, here we are. We're reinvigorated with the economy, as robust as it continues to you know, be on its trajectory right now. Very exciting. You know, people are dreaming big dreams again. Very enthusiastic about this country and its prospects right now. Home ownership on the incline, unemployment, all-time lows, all these good things about the economy. And we can be grateful for, you know, this country and what it stands for. And this country of liberty. But let's go back to what Labor Day, you know, where it all began. And, you know, that has to do with God himself, who created us for worship and for labor. But he also knew that we would be happiest because there's something that God put inside of us. You know, if you believe that we are made in the image of God, you know, God demonstrated to us how to labor, you know, in creating the world. I mean, the book of Genesis is very clear that 6 days, I mean, we go through each day, each corresponding day of what God did and the work that he did, in creating, you know, this universe, you know, this world, which is beyond our comprehension. I mean, we think it's all about the earth, but, you know, we see planets and other things. But how many more things out there that we have yet to see and understand that an infinite God has created? That's why, you know, I have to laugh sometimes when people, you know, try to limit God and, you know, with their finite minds think that they're also knowing. And I'm sure that God chuckles at it as well, at man's feeble attempt to be like God. We're made in his image, but we're not God. And part of that imprint of his image is that we can feel good about work and follow his example. 6 days he worked, the seventh day he gave us a gift, a great gift. I mean, he gave us two gifts, really, when you think about it. He gave us the gift of work, and then he gave us the gift of rest. Those two things run hand in hand, and I can tell you in my experience that when I honor those things, it goes well with me. And I talk to a lot of other people, and they would agree anecdotally that God is true to his word. Said, okay, here he is, the master planner of the universe. And he who is one of my old Bible teachers, you know, who since passed, and I loved Miles Monroe, you know, so much for what he taught us on that incredible week in Bible college about living on purpose, and that we need to look to the grand designer, just as anybody, you know, like when you go to understand how your car operates, you go to the manual, right? You look to the manual to say, okay, hey, these are all the buttons, and this is what the car was intended, this is what the designer did. And here we are, you know, it's interesting, we make quick comments that our children come into this world, but they don't come with a manual. I mean, there's not some, you know, instructional manual that comes along with them. But, well, I guess if you purposely ignore the manual, which is God's word, I guess you might think that they come without a manual, but they do. But we have to, you know, look into the manual, you know, just like what we do is, you know, we get into a car and, hey, we got a key. We got the, you know, the basic instructions to get it, you know, get it moving forward and the brakes and all the other things that go along with it. But there's so much about that car that the designer put into place. I have to say this laughingly about myself, as I remember getting one new car. And, I did that. I just got behind the car. I mean, I'm driving it around, you know, and my son, who was barely driving, understood all the, you know, all the nuances, all the computer aspects that was built into this car. You know, the things that he was, oh, Dad, you know, if you do this, you can do, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it's like I needed a degree at MIT to figure out how to run the car. And all I want to do is go from, you know, point A to point B. So I had a lot of car. And to this day, I still didn't understand all the things, but he did. I mean, right away, he's putting, I go, whoa, stop. No, he's got buttons. He's, yeah, you know, the traction, all the other responses of the car. I mean, it was a wonderful car, but I was probably using maybe 10% of its capacity. And I wonder often, you know, ourselves that here we are wonderfully and so fearfully made, and we use such a small part of our potential because we do not look at the owner's manual. You know, we ignore the owner's manual much to our peril and much to our shoulda, coulda, wouldas down the road, because had we known, but it's because we chose not to know and not to study. I have to say this. I was with my granddaughter over the weekend, and we were on this walk that her mother insisted was, you know, a minor hike on this hill in Palm Desert. And she goes, oh, yeah, it's kind of an easy one. It's not easy. I mean, hey, look, you're hearing this from a former Marine. I always sound like a wimp. I mean, she's carrying up our five-year-old grandson on her back. So, and she's climbing. I mean, you know, she's doing great. But I'm going, man, I'm hustling here. But it gave me time to visit with my granddaughter. And so I asked her. I said, hey, look, at you know, because we were talking about school. And I said, well, what did you learn? And she goes, oh, Grandpa, you know, I learned to study. You know, study's good. And that's what I want to share with my brother. And I thought it was just so sweet of her. And her idea, and you know, because I said, oh, my goodness, this gal is a burgeoning educator. And sure enough, you know, she told me, and because I asked her, I said, what do you want to be when you grow up? She goes, well, I think I'd like to teach. And I could tell, I mean, her capacity and wiring and her insight into how to teach kids and some of the ideas that she was sharing with me were just brilliant. You know, she's 10 years old. And I thought, wow, you are awesome. And, you know, just, yeah, I could just see how her thought process was working. And as she was communicating, you know, what she was seeing and how she would teach math to her brother. She says, I know Stephen, he's not really into math all that. And he has a hard time with it. But how I would teach him is I would take these, because he's into these adventure characters, you know, I would get these characters that he plays with. And I would put out 10 of the characters out there. And I say, Stephen, you know, if I took away 5 of those characters, how many do you have left? And that's how I would teach him math. And, you know, and she went on to describe these other nuances of how she would take the number, you know, of 10 and 5 and use it for multiplication and division and that sort of thing. So she had an incredible understanding at 10 years old. And I go, wow, this is, you know, but this is how God designs us. And each of us are so fearfully and wonderfully made, designed to do and hold certain capacities. In her particular case, for education and studying and wisdom that is beyond her years. It was very, very impressive. But, you know, this is the way God designs us. But if we don't acknowledge and understand that part and celebrate, you know, the way he's designed us to labor the gift that he's given us, then we miss out on that opportunity. You know, we think it's all about, you know, working a job and, you know, listen to, you know, what unions have done. And I think that they have served a purpose and they've done some good things here. Certainly put, as Bruce had explained, you know, put, you know, businesses in check here. And, you know, this is the free market working, you know, working through the process and helped, you know, the employees of our country be honored as they should be. And that, hey, we love the free market system. We love capitalism. But like anything, if it gets out of order and loses its sense of direction and the lane that it should be in and gets too greedy, then you have what America was experiencing back then and why we had to have the rise of the unions. You know, the response was, you know, businesses started realizing the most important asset they had is the people themselves. And even though, like right now, we may talk about robotics and some of those other opportunities, but we've been here before with the Industrial Revolution where you brought machinery into play. But look at what did you need? You still need people. You still need human beings to be able to make this all work. So I believe, even though some people might claim it's a replacement, you just can't replace humanity. You know, God has designed us so wonderfully that we need to be there. And he knows that we need jobs. That's all part of the fulfillment. And the other gift, don't forget, is that gift of rest that he gave us. Two great gifts. And we honor Labor Day 2018 here in America. May it be a happy one for you as we get ready to turn the corner of and get into the fall season, right? This is Bill Martinez. We're live a couple of minutes before the top of the hour, right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
hunters, and